They are on Substack. They're on Twitter. They do a phenomenal job of talking about energy, talking about commodity prices. They actually had something yesterday on the Colorado River and desalinization and using nuclear power that was amazing. It was just a quick Twitter thread. It is a phenomenal place to go and kind of, once again, get that real world understanding of the physics that it takes to make all the things that we all take advantage of happen. So, you know, for me, Kevin, that's what, you know, I would hope our politicians would, you know, take a little bit of that, you know, high school level science that they learned, or maybe they didn't, and, you know, they can learn it again and apply that to the public policy that we all have to live under.
Hey, Paul, it's why I love having you on. I always, always learn something. And so it is today. Paul, thanks so much, my friend. If folks want to know more about what you guys are up to and gals are up to at Nevada Trucking Association, where can they go?
They can go to NevadaTrucking.com. They can follow me on Twitter at TJENVTrucks. So that's where we are. Really easy, NevadaTrucking.com.
Hey, Paul, always good, man. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll hook up again soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you later.
Paul Enos, good guy, CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. I love him. Stay where you are. We're going to go to your phone calls coming up in just a bit. You want to join us. You want to be a part of the show. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Through the years, Terrible's has created deliberately different programs for our loyal customers, such as Gas for Life, Game Day Giveaway, and many more. And now, Terrible's is excited to introduce the all-new Shop, Spin, and Win game, exclusively on the Terrible's Social House app. Just scan your app reward code while making a qualifying purchase at any participating Terrible's location and shop, spin, and win directly from your phone. Looks like I'm going to see you at Terrible's, right? Terrible's, deliberately different since 1959.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a 131 as we check out our conditions on the area freeways. Really, really heavy. Heavy flows on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. You're only averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. The HOV lanes on Interstate 15 north and southbound are going to be closed for the next month or so for repairs. That's between Warm Springs and Tropicana, both directions on Interstate 15. Little bit of slowing there on the Beltway 215 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange. And watch for the road work both directions on Interstate 15 tonight. That's at Blue Diamond. Restrictions begin at 8 p.m.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the LA Dodgers are in San Francisco tonight facing the Giants in a four-game series. Dodgers took 3 of 4 from the Colorado Rockies over the weekend in Denver and have won 8 of their last 11 games. Andrew Heaney will get the start for the Dodgers. He's 1-0 with an ERA of 0.47. Logan Webb will start for San Francisco, 9-4 with an ERA of 2.91. The Dodgers have taken 6 of 9 games against the Giants this season. The Angels have the day off today. They'll be home on Tuesday to start a series against Oakland. Los Angeles dropped 3 of 4 to Texas over the weekend, losing 5-2 Sunday. Noah Syndergaard will get the start Tuesday for the Angels, while Oakland will counter with Frankie Montas. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair. to Neo Graft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by doctors of hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670. KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love it when we open up our phone lines because then I get a chance to talk to you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. That's the number the Brady used. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday, Kevin. Right on. Hey, I was going to bring up your last guest was talking about using wood stoves, and he was kind of against it, but unfortunately, what happens if our natural gas supply goes up, just like what Vlad is doing to Germany today, in fact, their price of natural gas is probably going to go up 2,000%. So people are going to be forced to go to wood stoves. And actually, it's nothing wrong with the wood stove. And you're seeing the revitalization of the coal industry as I speak right now. There is more coal going to be produced this year abroad on the market, because every sanction against my buddy Vlad has failed. Not one has worked. And what's happening now, he is not going to turn the Nord Stream 1 pipeline back onto Germany and supply them with natural gas. Germany is going to be screwed up the river this winter due to the fact that they are going to have nothing to heat their homes. Nobody will be able to afford it. And again, one good point here that's happening over in Ukraine, you're not hearing anything after the denazification of Ukraine by Vlad, is that the grain market has now been stabilized. The grain exports are now flowing through Ankara, Turkey, and they are making it through the Black Sea with escorted ships from the military of Russia and Ukraine. And that's why the price of goods are starting to kind of stabilize once again. And you're going to see basically a famine averted. Thank you, Vlad. You're my hero.
There you go. Brady, thank you, man. Tell me what to do. See if we can squeeze Steven in. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
I'm glad Brady called. I always enjoy his calls. I'm a little confused, though. I listened to Wayne's show after you, and he comes to a totally different conclusion about the safety of the vaccines. Well, of it even being a vaccine. It's not safe. It's not, a vaccine is supposed to keep you from getting sick. It doesn't do that. And the people that are getting the boosters, he had 33 of the people that showed up for his wedding that have either died or had serious health consequences. They all have one thing in common. They got the vaccine and the boosters.
Steven, yeah. Let me just ask you. Yes. There are some that say that the vaccine, in fact, Fauci now is saying this, Biden is now saying this, that without the vaccines, the symptoms would be worse. Nobody knows that for sure. Would that be a good enough reason to take the vaccine, to take the jab?
Well, I'm going to the people that used to work for vaccines. I've heard them interviewed. The lady just came out in the last week or so.
Deborah Birx?
Exactly. She knew it wouldn't work. It's killing people. And we talked about the wasting of the citizens' money. Nevada is still advertising, come and get shot up. Come and get shot up. Folks, you're a fool if you take that shot. I wouldn't take it for all the money. They could stack money from here to the moon. It's not safe. Wayne has done debates. If Jack wants to come on, that'd be an excellent show. But let's do a debate between Wayne Allen Root and Jakes on the safety and efficiency of the so-called vaccine that is killing people.
It'll be interesting to see 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Wayne will do it. I guarantee it.
Oh, I guarantee you. In fact, he'll probably do it on his TV show. I'm so glad you called, Stephen. Thank you, man. Basically, what we have here is, and this has been my idea, and that is, who is it you trust? You trust your minister? Do you trust your family doctor? I've always trusted my family doctor, and when they said get it, I got it. The same way when they say you need a pneumonia vaccine or some sort of flu shot or one of the other vaccines, and I do it. When my doctor says, yeah, because of your age and your health and, you know, for a long time I was overweight, you know, and I had all kinds of stuff, it was get it. Now, I'm not so sure about getting the booster. I got two Pfizers and a booster, but I haven't gotten the second booster, and I don't know that I will. Stay where you are. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, you say Senate Democrats have a plan to lower prescription drug prices for seniors. Yet critics say it's a phony Washington shell game that siphons $278 billion from seniors' Medicare to pay for liberals' unrelated spending priorities. So let's clear this up for Nevada's seniors with a simple and fair question. Can you guarantee that all revenues from the Democrats' drug pricing plan will go directly towards lowering individual seniors' drug costs and will not be used to pay for anything else outside of the Medicare program? Again, it's a fair and simple question that deserves a direct and honest answer. Before you vote on a bill that will make significant changes to the Medicare plan millions of seniors rely on, Nevadans look forward to your response. Paid for by American Commitment.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday, get the week started edition of Live and Local. Let's go to Ron. Ron's been holding very patiently. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, how you doing? How are you today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, we're glad. All of us are glad we still have you. You said you'd taken one shot and two boosters, right?
No. I had two shots and one booster.
Okay, two shots.
Two Pfizers. Pfizers.
Okay, we're still grateful to have you. Anyway, I was doing, if I could share this with you, I was doing some research, some study, and there was about, I believe it was 13, not 12, 13 funeral parlor undertakers, I guess you would call it, or funeral parlor caretakers.
Funeral and directors.
They were administering...
Funeral directors, I think that, is.
Yeah, that sounds a little softer. That was a little abrupt, though. Anyway, they were administering the fluids inside the body, and they put it in near the main artery by the neck, and the exit for the fluids come out to the side on the leg by the groin, and they weren't able, because of the elasticity of whatever the buildup was. I believe it was, some said it was blood clots. Some said it was more like an elastic. When they end up pulling it out of the body or out of the main artery, it was like an elastic buildup. I'm trying to think if it was more like a protein buildup, like kind of stretchy, elastic. But they considered it some kind of a clot. And I was wondering if you heard about that.
I have not. I mean, there are all kinds of stories out there, some that are really scary. I always go back to, Ron, the idea that there are, and I'm just guessing on this, 50 million people who have gotten the jab and have survived quite nicely. And I'm just saying they're healthy, they're productive, and they're getting along just fine, and they're not getting COVID.
Right.
How do you explain
it?
But how do you explain that?
Go ahead.
How do you explain that?
I don't know how you can explain it, but those maybe it's just the way some of the body of people that lost react.
Whoops.
Naturally. Go ahead.
No. You dropped out. You dropped out for a second. The point is well taken, but the problem with the logic is that when you look at all the people that have survived COVID. They've gotten COVID, but not bad, you know, not with symptoms. They were asymptomatic. All of these people.
Right.
Are,
well, that,
go ahead.
That could be a possibility, but like I shared with you before, the last time I spoke to you, if you look up a vaccine, it means cure or remedy, and it may help, but I just like the flu shot. The flu shot may help, okay, but it's not a cure.
And you got to draw the line between vaccines and therapeutics.
Right, and they don't do that, and the pushing is what scares me, because when you start pushing it on children and then infants, it's a scary thing. I would not have my son or daughter take this any of the vaccines. Now, when they first came out, I think by the time you got them, they were much safer. I don't know what additives or what they've been trying to do, but they've not tried to upgrade it at all. And it's strange because the polio vaccine, it took them, what, 15 years? Am I correct?
To perfect it? Yeah.
Yeah. You're a great American, man. I love talking to you, and I appreciate you giving me the time on the air.
Thank you, Ron. That's Ron. Not a first-time caller, by the way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Las Vegas is home to thousands of veterans and active military personnel, and many of them need our help. Walker Furniture's Help for Heroes will provide much-needed specialized furniture to 12 local veterans. If you know of a veteran in need, send a letter and tell us their story. These men and women gave so much, they deserve our gratitude and our support.
It's your chance to help a veteran receive furniture that best serves their needs.
And Walker Furniture's chance to say thank you.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need, and they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system, and their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with